Hello, and welcome to Case Notes, a series of short introductions to the world of computational social science, or CSS for short, brought to you by the Case Hub. Find out more about us at the end of the podcast. Today you have me, Matt Asher, to explain all about perhaps the most fundamental question of computational social science. What is it? As with most fundamental questions in research, the answer is it either depends or it covers everything. When the term was originally coined, it was a description of the state of the research space as much as anything else. Laser et al. Noted in 2009 that a
computational social science is emerging that leverages the capacity to collect and analyse data with an unprecedented breadth and depth and scale.
Which leaves the definition pretty broad and focused on what we might call big data for social science. The definition has evolved since then and will often depend upon who you talk to, especially if they come from different backgrounds. For a top-level definition, the one at Wikipedia is as good as any, where CSS is
an interdisciplinary academic subfield concerned with computational approaches to the social sciences.
Though I would perhaps disagree with the subfield, as computational social science has an important role to play in multiple existing fields. Two things that most definitions of computational social science agree on is that it is about, one, social data, and two, computers. Though CSS is very much more than just large repositories of digital data and the computational methods used to analyse them. Theories of human behaviour are often developed as discrete explanations with little or no interaction with other theoretical understandings, particularly between disciplines. However, modelling of complex systems demands the blending of these theories in order to provide a complete, or at least more complete, picture of the multitude of factors which affect human behaviour. For example, within defence, we are striving to holistically consider the individual, societal, and community factors, which are all important drivers when looking at participation in and solutions to conflict. Any serious consideration of CSS must recognise that social science expertise must be introduced at all stages of the data collection and analysis, from thoughts of how the data collection will be affected by regional social values, to the implications of adjusting for bias in the processing techniques. An integrated approach from across the disciplines and also across industries, for example, defence, industry, and academia, can bring together existing and varied expertise to attempt to answer relevant CSS questions. We will go into more details about specific uses of CSS in later case notes. But for now, it is sufficient to note that there have recently been a number of high-profile media cases where assessment tools used in official capacities, such as for predicting recidivism, have shown to create sexist, ableist, or racial biases. Such examples demonstrate how tools devised to process social data can come with serious consequences if social theory is not included in the application of data processing techniques. Basically, computer scientists can forget that they are processing data on real people and need to understand how to handle it. As we advance into the digital age, this type of data will continue to grow exponentially and become more integrated in the lives of society, making it necessary for social science disciplines to take it into account. A true collaboration between social scientists and data scientists will not only produce methodologically stronger research, but will also make it possible to study things neither could study alone. In conclusion, CSS should be thought of as a synthesis of different fields, from social sciences and psychology, through statistical data analysis to computer engineering, and even including legal and ethical studies. Pulling these diverse approaches together to new and different ways of thinking about data in social situations to answer questions that are relevant to society today and in the future. Thank you for listening to the end. I hope this short explanation has deepened your knowledge and makes you hungry for more. I'd like to thank George, Sophie, Grace, Joe, and Glenn for all their work to make this podcast possible. This podcast is created by the Computational and AI in Social Sciences Hub a collaboration between DSTL, Lancaster University, and the Alan Turing Institute to raise awareness for the interdisciplinary nature of data analysis in the modern world, bringing together experts from technical, social, psychological, and other backgrounds. For more details, find our website by searching for Case Hub or follow us on social on Twitter at @case_UK, that's CAISS_UK, and on LinkedIn as Case.